Shalom, Mishpacha, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my loving wife and very best friend, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, sweetie, and thanks to all of you for joining us tonight as we will discuss the fig tree after the prophetic news. But first, let us glorify His Majesty.
We worship You, all majestic Lord, King of the universe, in which we pledge our forever agape love and servanthood. We pray for Your wisdom and strength during these perilous times, while looking forward to our escape from this ever-increasing darkness and Your soon return. Bless tonight's listeners. Hear their prayers, especially for the salvation of all our loved ones, and show mercy to all the wartime innocent victims, and to New Mexico's recent fire survivors. We pray in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. And we really do need to keep praying for the very innocent in Ukraine who played no part in what I believe to be a globalist planned war to weaken Putin's sovereignty for not being a globalist.
And neither is China.
Right, but China wants to rule over the world and not be an equal partner with all the other nations as the globalists do. Putin wants to just expand his territory and be, I guess what you could say, alone and assured of his own sovereignty. Biden, on the other hand, talks about the New World Order like he orders ice cream.
Very matter-of-factly.
Mm-hmm, because that is the plan. And us Christians, well, we've known that for, like, forever. And it was confirmed years ago by Papa President Bush in his New World Order speech in 1990. So for us to be alive in such a time as this, to see Bible prophecy come together so rapidly, it's just breathtaking.
And an honor.
Yes. We've been handpicked, so don't let the Lord down. And while we were on the subject of wars and rumors of bigger wars, part of the globalist plan is they have to weaken America drastically. Remember how Obama left all that military equipment in Syria and then ISIS took it over?
And like they just did in Afghanistan?
Yes, about $10 billion in U.S. military hardware. I mean, like aircraft, armored tanks, missiles, firearms, and much more.
Even nighttime goggles.
Mm-hmm. It is so obvious. This had to be a deliberate effort to arm America's enemies while depleting America's own military hardware stockpiles.
And Lockheed Martin can't make them fast enough.
So now, this could be another scheme to deplete our munition stockpiles, and there are already reports that not all our sent weapons can be accounted for. Is our goal really to help Ukraine win the war or keep it going in an effort to weaken America before China's long-planned invasion gets underway in Taiwan? After all, China has covert intelligence in the White House, and that I can tell you is true.
Oh, and Congress too.
Oh, for sure. The more weapons we send to Ukraine, the weaker America's homeland defense become. And I can't see them pushing for peace, even though Putin is open to negotiations.
Rather, to continue the war.
And to push Putin further. I think they're really goading him. You know, he said last week that, and I've even gotten more information from some very smart historians, as from Harry Schlinger of the Schiller Institute, that there are, without a doubt, certain high-ranking politicians, as in UK's Boris Johnson, our own Secretary of State Blinken, and Secretary of Defense Austin, and others, who insist on no peace treaty, because they say the war must be won.
And all because Putin is not a globalist.
And since neither is China, what will the globalists do later about that?
Well, China, They'll play along for a while.
Anyhow, Zelensky is a puppet to the master puppeteers. Did you know he shut down all opposition newspapers and TV?
He even jailed their managers.
Mm-hmm. And there have been many prior war crimes committed by his Ukrainian army in the mostly Russian eastern Donbas area. And just prior to the invasion, he had escalated the shelling by like 30 times against the separatists who were trying to protect the Russian people in Donbas. Finally, Donbas asked Putin to please help against what the Donbas people termed as Nazis. So, Putin surrounded the border for quite a while as a warning in hopes they would maybe get a peace deal for that area and agree not to join NATO as security against the globalist puppet masters. Also, there was a signed agreement between Russia and Ukraine back in 2015. It was called the Minsk Accord, where four nations, to include France and Germany, pushed for peace between Ukraine and the Donbas area, to which Ukraine initially agreed, but then ignored and instead escalated,
killing 14,000 civilians in Donbas.
Approximately. Putin knows the globalists want him gone, and Putin was reacting to Ukraine's cruelty, and probably why he could still take communion on their Easter, and why Bishop Kirill says he's doing the right thing. Putin believed, and rightfully so, they would eventually all go against him, conduct a coup, and put a globalist puppet in, as they did with Zelensky. Finally, Putin reacted to their cruelty and invaded along with other Ukrainian cities.
In order to divert attention away from Donbas.
Right, that's why he went after the cities. And, of course, who does this harm the most?
The innocent victims.
Who we, again, must pray for.
And in America, too.
Well, for sure. As we watch food shortages and rising fuel prices, they can now blame on the war, when in actuality it's Biden's stopping of our own oil manufacturing.
And the sanctions, that hinders our imports.
Because they need to take down America, too. So we'll be more willing to join the globalist New World Order. We won't really have a chance, a choice. And Biden is their puppet, as all the puppets are promised a great life and a seat at their table over all their obedient servants that will probably keep wearing masks. War is a racket where only a small inside group knows what it is about, and they make millions. Unfortunately, it's at the expense of many. But you need lots of propaganda, as in to portray the war in Ukraine as that of an unprovoked Goliath out to decimate an innocent David, unless we contribute massive amounts of military equipment to Ukraine to defeat Russia. As is always the case with propaganda, this version of events is manipulated to bring an enormous response to the benefit of special interests, as in the United States industrial complex, Lockheed Martin, and Raytheon, whose CEO recently told a meeting of shareholders that
everything that's being shipped into Ukraine today, of course, is coming out of stockpiles, either at Department of Defense or from our NATO allies. And that's all great news. Eventually, we'll have to replenish it, and we will see a benefit to the business.
Yep, that's what he said. And by the way, by many accounts, these shipments of weapons are getting blown up as soon as they arrive in Ukraine. Many are just not accounted for. This doesn't bother Raytheon at all. The more weapons blown up by Russia in Ukraine, the more new orders come from the Pentagon. Now, we're going to have more on all this in our next newsletter and more on this coming New World Order. But scripturally, the ten horns are not 10 nations, but rather 10 ruling oligarchs. Under the Antichrist, along with the false prophet whom the Antichrist will appoint to assist him.
Revelation 13.
And now we know how easily tracked every human on earth will be.
Step out of line and off goes your chip.
Mm-hmm. To include by the middle of the tribulation, a mandatory rule to worship the beast as God. And unless we get a miracle in this November that could possibly delay the New World Order, right now, it's full speed ahead. And that's a good segue into our next quote from the infamous Bill Gates on COVID, who recently said,
I don't want to be a voice of doom and gloom, but the worst could still be ahead.
And as you know, they always tell us ahead of time what will probably happen. And why will this happen? That we have known actually for quite a while, and we've talked about it, to interfere with the coming November elections.
Back to mail-in voting.
Well, they are going to have to do something. Otherwise, they know they will lose Congress. And they do still plan on using unsurveilled drop boxes to insert hundreds of ballots.
Called ballot harvesting.
And just a quick comment on the Roe versus Wade draft leak, which is appalling and mindfully done by a Democrat working for the Supreme Court to cause a ruckus. The Supreme Court conservatives are now under heightened 24-hour security out of fear for their lives. It's so heartbreaking to read some of those awful abortion signs they're carrying. Thug politics of the left is on display once again.
It is a party of lawlessness.
Where is the outrage from the moderate leaders of the Democratic Party? Well, Biden did openly speak against the probable decision and said nothing about the leak. You know, the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter thugs, they're reporting to be prepared for more mass national protests. How can anyone who calls himself a Christian stay in the overhauled and taken over Democratic Party?
It's time to leave.
You know, they've been wrong on every sin issue, as in abortion, sodomy, transgenderism, the critical race theory, and border security, while shielding the Bidens and Fauci from criminal prosecution. And I might add, abortion is also, unfortunately, legal in Israel. Here's what the Israel's Minister of Health, Horowitz, just said.
If the U.S. Supreme Court sends the leadership of the free world back 50 years, it would be a fatal blow to human rights. It is obvious in modern progressive society that a woman should be able to decide, unhindered by anyone else, to discard her unborn child.
Right. And he used the word child, not fetus. Like over here, they too have a left versus right. And it's just one of the reasons judgment is coming. The other is sodomy and serving other gods.
Well, in fact, Tel Aviv is the gay capital of the world.
No wonder Revelation 11 calls Jerusalem by the name of Sodom in Egypt.
That says it all.
And one last thing about this new board of disinformation, or what they call the Ministry of Truth, that we briefly touched on last week. Well, I just found out that Adolf Hitler had a Ministry of Truth. Joseph Stalin had a Ministry of Truth, along with Mao Zedong. And of course, you know, they were all dictators. So now the Biden regime, too, has a Ministry of Truth.
Well, you know, Congress better not fund that.
Right. I don't think they will. If you have ever read George Orwell's book, 1984, you have an understanding of what's happening in D.C., especially as portrayed by the Department of Homeland Security Chief Mayorkas. Mayorkas? Yeah. Joseph Stalin had a Ministry of Truth, as I just said. But this Mayorkas is a Jewish Cuban American who features more Fidel Castro in his blood and mind than anyone can imagine.
Yeah, did he even read the U.S. Constitution?
Well, he doesn't understand that the foundation of our republic stands with the First Amendment, which is why it is the first of all the amendments in our Constitution.
Okay, you can read the many newsletters or listen to any previous programs on our webpage, shofarministries.net. You can send us your questions or comments by email to Sheila@shofarministries.net, or just call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006, or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And please know how much we truly appreciate your love offerings, which can also be made through our webpage, shofarministries.net.
All right. We ended the program last week about the fig tree and ran out of time. And the question was, what number one sign would we place above all others that secured our belief that we are the last generation before Revelation 6 begins? And the answer was?
The massive return of the Jews to Israel.
Yes, just as the Bible prophesied would happen in the last days. So we'll continue in that vein tonight and talk about the fig tree, because we live in perilous times and people need answers. God expects us to be ready when anyone asks why all this is happening. Explain it's a warning that judgment is surely coming.
Yeah, the fig tree is a symbol for Israel.
Yes, and because of and soon after the Holocaust, that became their legal official homeland, which was prophesied through the biblical prophets, and a real miracle due to all that they had been through, even dating historically way back when. And you could go as back as far as the Assyrians and the 10 lost tribes.
That, by the way, all 12 now have been accounted for.
Yes. You know, since 1948, they have had their own nation legally again since the dispersions of 70 AD from the Romans, which is really just amazing. Because to keep that specific identity for thousands of years is certainly a God thing. And let me add, not only was the Holocaust a catalyst for the end times, it was also a prophecy from Jesus using the fig tree analogy in Matthew 24. Now, when you go back a few chapters in Matthew 21, Jesus cursed the fig tree after seeing it had only had leaves and no buds, which, by the way, normally appear in the spring,
producing fruit in the fall.
That's right. So, as an analogy to Jerusalem, they too were not bearing fruit, so he cursed it, which is an oddity because even though it was not in the fall season for fruit, it still had leaves, which only appear after the buds appear.
But there were none.
So what this says is the tree had the capability to bud, portrayed by the leaves. In other words, the spiritual meaning is that the Jewish people had the scriptures, so should have known who Jesus was, but never budded, even after having the truth. Let's confirm that symbolism from Hosea 9, verse 10.
I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first fruits on the fig tree in its first season.
So here, God through Hosea compares the whole land of Israel to grapes, and in other places, he will use the word vine. But then we see the people, starting as far back as their first ancestors, compared to the fruits of the fig tree. Jesus also explains it further in Matthew 24, verse 32, explaining that those alive to see the fig tree blooming again, and more specifically, Jerusalem back in the hands of the Jewish people, which, as you know, happened in 1967, that some would still be alive to see all these things come to pass, as stated in the whole summarized chapter of Matthew 24.
Now, keep in mind, Jesus is talking to the Jewish people here.
Yes, he is. Because if you are the bride, you will leave just prior to the tribulation as summarized in Matthew 24. But we will be leaving according to Revelation 4. But seeing the fig tree bloom, by them being in their certainly blooming land and winning back Jerusalem, again in that very miraculous war of 1967, we surely know that our time here is climaxing because God is faithful. And he has equipped us with everything we need, the full armor of God that automatically is applied to those who abide in his word. Abide in his word. His word is that armor because Jesus is the word. And remember what Paul said. He said, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Oh, you might not see the fruits of who you witness to, but planting has to come first. You might be sowing a seed to someone who will be left behind, and then they'll remember what you said and be a tribulation saint, of which there will be many. Why? Well, mostly because of the planting that we, his bride, is sowing right now. And that, my friends, will not be in vain ever. It just might show up later. So, saints, please be about the Father's business. There's no time to waste. Honestly, things are coming to that time when we're going to hear that trumpet sound. You have to trust him, for he is faithful, and he will do all that he says. He's fulfilled so many other scriptures. Why don't you think he'll fulfill the rest? He will. And if you are listening right now and have never really made Jesus Lord over your life, now is the time. Just get on your knees. Repent for waiting so long. Accept him as your only Savior and invite him into your heart. And then, and by the way, this is very, very, very important, saturate yourself with his word. Starting in John's Gospel, who he's really talking to the church, and in fact never mentions the tribulation because we're not here for it. Remember, Jesus totally paid your debt for all your sins. So make him Lord over your life. Unless, of course, you'd rather pay for your sins yourself. Where? Well, in hell, unfortunately, I might add. But again, it's always your choice. He doesn't want robots in heaven. He doesn't want artificial intelligence in heaven. He wants people that love him and want to be with him. And to prove that you want to be with him later, you have to prove that you want to be with him right now in his word. Now, perhaps you have already made that commitment. Well, praise God. But how is your heart really? Are you in lukewarm, stagnant water? How well do you really and intimately know him? Is he deeply personal to you? You can recommit right now to grow more and become hot for the Lord. Again, that's your choice too. I'll leave you with the ironic blessing from number 6. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, that perfect shalom. Till then, sha'alu shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her, you're going to prosper in many, many ways. Shalom till next time. Talk to your neighbor this week. Remind them about Jesus.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.